谢云南姐妹帮我们读的圣经。
Thank you, Amanda, for reading the scripture for us today.
I still remember when I was young, I was in this play of being a sheep in the manger scene.
我记得我年轻的时候，我做这个话剧，我要扮这个羊。
It was like yesterday.
好像昨天一样。
I still remember that I was wearing this socks, white socks, and just a nail on the wooden floor, like something like this.
我就穿上这个墨子，对吧？然后就袜子，然后就扮这个小羊，跪在这个地上。
Yeah, the other people were like shepherds, Joseph and Mary, and I was one of the sheep.
其他人扮这个约瑟，扮玛利亚，但是我就是扮这个小羊。
I didn't say anything. I just, pretend one of the flock as a sheep in the scene.
我什么都不可以讲，就是扮这个小羊，乖乖的跪在那里。
So actually, Christmas in my mind was a very warm and a memorable moment.
所以这个圣诞给我的是一个很温暖的感觉。
And today I'm so glad that I see many people here.
今天我很高兴看见很多人在我们的中间。
And among us also the second generation here.
特别是第二代在我们中间。
Can I see your hands if you're the youth or the English speakers?
如果年轻人你可以举举手吗？
Can you raise your hands and give me some energy?
Yeah,
all right. Okay, cool.
加力加油，好。
Wow, wow, good stuff, good stuff. I see some guys over there. All right.
看见年轻男的男生。
And girls as well.
还有女生也在啊。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
好，今天的经文是很熟悉了。
We all are very familiar with the scripture passage.
但是我的想法就是说，我们在这个十二月当中呢，我们做一些比较特别的安排。
So I thought in the month of December, let's have something very special in terms of arrangement.
当然，我们要准备这个耶稣的圣诞节的时候，我们之前的四十天叫英文叫 Lent， 这个四旬啊。
So in the 40 days before Christmas, we call it the Lent.
就四十日当中，我们就为了准备圣诞节，我们自己心里面朝着这个耶稣基督，他去做一些的安静或默想。
So we, in preparation for remembering Christ, we have some kind of meditation and moments of silence.
所以，纵使圣诞节很熟悉，虽然耶稣这个名字很熟悉，我盼望大家今天我们能够有一个。更加近身对耶稣的认识。
So although we all know the name of Jesus, but I pray that today we will have a better, deeper understanding of the name Jesus.
我们要帮助大家不要再过一个跟去年一样的圣诞节，只是忙于在那里购物，只是忙于开放自己的家，跟人家吃吃喝喝而已。
Let's just not go through Christmas the same way we did last year. Maybe just doing shopping or opening up our house for other people and just enjoying the festivities.
因为对很多人来说，圣诞节不只是在外面，而圣诞节是在离你里面的。
Because Christmas is not just what happened outside, but also what's happening inside us.
如果我们过于繁忙在过一个节在外面的活动，如果我们没有里面圣诞节的那种的充满的话，其实就浪费了这个圣诞节。
If we only have the outward festivities, but without the inner meanings, we're wasting the season of Christmas.
所以我们这三周里边，我们要把耶稣基督或者是救主的名，通过耶稣、以马内利，还有奇妙的测试，我们去展开来做个人做更深的一些的默想。
So throughout the whole month, we're going to memorize the meditate on the names of Jesus.
我今天早上的一个祷告非常的清晰。
And a very clear prayer this morning.
我们在希望这个世界能得知耶稣的名字的时候，我们先要把耶稣的名字在耶稣的家里面先兴起来。
When we want to lift up the name of Jesus in this world, we have to first lift up his name in his own home.
如果我们自己没有对耶稣的认识有那么深，或者甚至说我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门，我们有这种的能力的时候，我们怎么样去传耶稣基督的名字呢？
How do we always say in the name of Jesus we pray, amen? So how do we continue to have a deeper understanding of the power of this name?
我鼓励大家在这个季节当中，无论是你吃饭也好，在聚会或者任何时间来祷告，反正有人在奉耶稣基督的名祷告的时候，你说阿门。
So in the, whether you're praying before meals or in small groups or in your family, anytime you lift up the name of Jesus and in the name of Jesus we pray, you say Amen.
因为耶稣再不是一个名字，耶稣在你的生命当中是救主，是那种无与伦比的一个人物。
Because he is not just a name to you, but an incomparable Savior to us.
但愿我们能够 在这个季节当中，除了准备圣诞节，也是准备2017年的来临。
So as we prepare for Christmas, let us also prepare for the coming of 2017.
我们在过去的周三已经跟大家弟兄姐妹宣布了我们明年的题目叫做“希望之年，新连心”。
So actually, then during this past Wednesday, we have announced, brothers and sisters, the theme for next year, which is the year of hope, heart connected to heart.
我们知道这个世界，无论在哪一个国家里面，我们都看到有一种分裂或者撕裂的种族的这种的现象。
There is such a great divisive spirit amidst the world right now.
有好多比较敏感或者是真实的一些议题出现，两批的人就会兴起来互相的对敌。
Whenever there are certain issues or topics, there's always different groups coming against each other.
那变成这个世界里面的这种的风气呢，很多时候也吹到教会的当中。
And this kind of divisive spirit has come upon the church also.
但愿我们能够在这个季节当中也能够安静自己，能够把基督的生命从我们里面能够充满复活出来。
Let us quiet down ourselves and let the name of Christ come and fill us and come and help us.
因为基督徒只有一个圣灵在里面，如果这个圣灵是有两把声音的话，肯定有一个或两个圣灵是不对的。
Because we only have one spirit in us, and if there's two voices in us, then one of them is not from the God.
只有一个的圣灵的话，只有一种声音，只有一种的态度，就是在基督里我们合一的。
If there is only one spirit in us, there's only one voice and also one attitude, which is in Christ himself.
那我们在12月的时间，我们把自己谦卑下来，来敬拜耶稣基督，我们的救主，我们的王。
So let us, especially in December, quiet ourselves, humble ourselves, and lift up the name of Jesus.
我们大家来安静在主的面前。
Let's quiet before the Lord.
来领受耶稣基督给我们今天的话语。
To receive the word from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在刚才读的经文当中，
And in the scripture passage we just read,
我们读到从圣灵怀了孕
and how it was birthed through the Holy Spirit.
Now, verse 18, 就是从圣灵怀了孕
This is in verse 18, where she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit.
然后二十节也是因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的
And in verse 20, it says the same thing. Conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
这是同一个说法，不过用两种的表达来出来，就是说，玛利亚所生的这个的耶稣基督是从圣灵来的。那么这个感孕的玛利亚是从圣灵，感孕的耶稣基督是从这个圣灵过来的。
So, and actually, it's the same thing being described in two ways that actually Jesus Christ is from the Holy Spirit through Mary.
当我想到这一幕的时间，我就想到耶稣基督是非常贵重和有价值的。
So when I think of Jesus, he is so precious and worthy of it all.
他是很有价值的。
He is precious and worthy.
这个世界上有价值的东西，我们可以看得见的很多。
So there are a lot of valuable things in this world, and we can see it.
最明显就是现在我们的房子有价值。
For example, our houses is really worth a lot now.
在哪一些的地区比较贵一点，在哪些地区比较便宜一点？
Certain areas is more expensive, certain areas is less expensive.
有些的学校比较贵一点，有些学校进去就便宜一点的学费。
So certain schools, they have their school tuition higher than the other schools.
同样，那么到底耶稣他的价值有多少呢？
So what is the worth of our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们说物以稀为贵，就是东西越少的话，它的价值会越高。
So we have that statement that says the less there is in demand, and the more it is in demand, the higher the worth.
我记得以前哈，这些篮球，我现在好久没有看，这些篮球鞋，男孩子很喜欢看，这些 limited, basketball shoes 在网上很贵的。
So I used to take a look at all those limited edition of those basketball shoes that are very expensive.
There are only 20 pairs in the world, so when you go onto the net, this is very expensive.
全世界只有二十对，所以非常的贵。
然后那些人还是把它端起来，是像一个名车一样，把它放在柜子上面去卖的。
It's like putting your car inside your cupboard, you know, and you're going to sell it.
那么耶稣他的价值到底是多少
？So what is the worth of Jesus?
不要看是圣灵怀孕，好像耶稣很小，但是他的价值是很高。
Don't forget he is conceived through the Holy Spirit. That's a lot of worth there is.
我们知道耶稣基督是有很高的价值。
Jesus Christ is worth a lot. He's high value.
因为圣经讲到耶稣基督是上帝的独生子，只有这么一个。
Because the Bible tells us that he, Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. There's only one.
如果家里面只有一个儿子，所有的爱，所有的钱，所有的这个专心都在一个孩子的身上，所以独生子是蒙爱的，是价值最高的一个。
If a family has one son, everything is being poured to that one son, and he's really worth everything to the family.
所以上帝的独生子在上帝的眼中，在世人的眼中是无与伦比的。
So God's only son means everything to God and it should be to the world.
全世界所有的人如果排起来的时间，没有一个人的价值比耶稣还要高的，因为所有的人都是平等，但是耶稣的价值是从属天来的。
If we line up everyone in this world, there is no one that has as high a value as Jesus because he is from God.
上帝的独生子耶稣基督，
The only gotten son of God himself,
而且是从圣灵怀孕,
which is also conceived from the Holy Spirit,
从圣灵怀孕,
conceived from the Holy Spirit,
全世界只有一个从圣灵怀孕的就是耶稣基督。
There's only one person conceived from the Holy Spirit, and that is Jesus Christ.
全世界只有一个道成肉身的就是耶稣基督。
There's only one person that is Word become flesh, and that is Jesus Christ.
其他都是人生人，人生人。
Everything else is just born from human being, from human to human to human.
没有一个例外。
No exceptions.
大家的价值差不多。
So our values are the same.
但是只有耶稣基督是上帝的独生子，是从圣灵而生的，道成肉身的耶稣基督，全球最有价值的就是耶稣。
So there's only one Jesus Christ who is conceived of the Holy Spirit, the Word became flesh, and his value is the highest of all.
他的价值非常非常的高。
It's the highest value than you can imagine.
圣经告诉我们说，
And the Bible tells us,
马太福音第二十章第二十八节。
Matthew 20:28.
到正如人子来，不是受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Just as the man comes not to be served but to serve.
他并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And he is here to sacrifice his life to redeem all.
你看耶稣的价值显出来了。
See that is his value.
耶稣要服侍人。
He needs to minister and serve people.
并且耶稣要舍命。做多人的赎价，很多很多人在一边，耶稣一个人为所有的人来做赎价，你说他的价值是不是非常的高？
So can you see that there's only one Jesus and he sacrifices for everyone over here on the other camp? So you can see how high the value is. He paid the price for all of sacrifice for us.
每个愿意来到耶稣面前的人，他都用他无比的价值去拯救每一个人。
So for all who approaches Christ, he uses his high worth to come and save us.
世上的人有一些是有一些的公司，比如说你自己说，哎，我欠了很多的债，他说我可以帮你减一些的债。
So there are companies who are going to help you. Let's say if you own a lot of money, a lot of debt, and they say, I will help you with your debts.
世上有一些可能很好的医生，你说我某某方面出现的问题，我还可以用钱到一个医生那边去。
Or maybe there are so, some of the very good physicians when you have certain sickness, they can say, we can help you with that.
但只有耶稣基督可以把我们从一切那些的罪里面能拯救出来。
But there's only one Jesus who can save us from all sins.
就是永远甩不掉的那种罪里面可以让我们释放出来。
From all kinds of sins that we can never get rid of, he can release us from that.
耶稣基督是无与伦比，他的价值是全部最高的一个。
He is incomparable and his worth is the highest of all.
圣经罗马书第三章二十四节也告诉我们说
Romans chapter 3 verse 28 24 says
他说如今却蒙神的恩典因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义
It says there and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus
Now listen up
听听呢
刚才我讲到耶稣的价值第一个比喻就是说耶稣是一个人救赎许多的人
I just said that his worth is very high. From one man, he redeemed everybody.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生，是一个对于全部的人。
So for God so loved the world that he became his, gave his own begotten only son to save the world, it's from one man came the redemption for all.
这是他的价值一。
That's value number one.
刚才读的圣经，罗马书三章二十四节是耶稣的价值二。
And then Romans 3 verse 24, that's value number two.
因为上帝的恩典临到我们耶稣基督的救赎世人，使人白白的称义。
And because of the sacrifice of Christ, this atonement that comes from God is free for all.
那中文说白白，英文是翻什么了？
Justified freely.
Free.
免费。
免费。
Free.
Free 的价值不是说是我们想到好像香港人去买叉烧的时候，他说啊，你要不要一个叉烧骨啊？我给你一个叉烧骨好了。
So what is that value of free? It's not like when we go to the store and we said we want some char siu and they said I'll give you also the bone.
你用了 barbecue pork.
Char siu.
The barbecue pork.
Yeah, 叉烧。
When you go buy the pork, sometimes you ask the chef and see if they have the bone, and they'll give you the bone for free.
So, 我们去买这个叉烧，他们我们跟他们讲，我们也要这个叉烧骨。他也说啊，我给你吧。
这里有广东人哈，打叉烧骨了，就是叉烧骨啊，这是免费的，不用钱的。
So that barbecue bone is free of charge.
Because it's free.
因为是免费的。
This free meaning is cheap. I give you for free. It's cheap.
可能我们以为免费就是很便宜，不用了嘛。
但是这里说白白的意思不是 cheap.
Because here, when we say freely, doesn't mean it's cheap.
It's priceless.
Because, 因为是啊，这个价值算不出来的。
没有一个价的。
Priceless.
It's priceless. I show you what priceless means.
我告诉你这是什么意思。
全球啊，做有些人可能看过，全球里面有十颗世界上最贵的钻石。
There are 10 most valuable diamonds in the world.
从第十颗到第一名的。
From number 10 to the number top number 1.
第十颗是从300万起跳。
Number 1.
一颗钻石有300万。
Okay, the number 10 one is worth $3 million.
然后$4 million.
然后400万。
然后再升上去到第三位的时候。
And it keeps going up in value to the number 3 diamond.
要一颗钻石要4亿。
And then,
可以买一颗钻石。
And then for that one, it could cost me $1 billion to buy it.
然后第二到第一位你猜多少钱。
From number 2 to number 1, guess how much it is.
It listed on a price, priceless.
它显示没有价值的。
So it's not cheap. It's more than 3 million, 4 million, and 100 and 400 million. It's more than that. It's called priceless.
因为不但只是300万、400万、1000万、1亿，是算不了，是很有价值的。
你任何人开一张支票，你说我要比这个大，他说 priceless.
Anytime you want to have a check and they said it's priceless.
It's more than the money value. It's priceless.
它比钱更贵重。
它是贵重无价的。
There, you cannot just pay for it with money.
耶稣在这里说，罗马书三章二十节说，就白白的赐给我们，不是 cheap. It's priceless.
So here in Romans 3, it says it's justified freely by grace through Jesus Christ. Doesn't mean it's cheap. It's because it's priceless.
耶稣的价值从此能够看出来。
And then we can see the real value of Jesus Christ.
玛利亚从圣灵怀了孕。
Mary conceived through the Holy Spirit.
当这个胚胎还小到人看不见的时间，它是 priceless.
When this embryo was even so small that we cannot even see it, it already is priceless.
从开始在 embryo 的时候已经是 priceless.
From the beginning as an embryo, you cannot have the value.
这是对耶稣正确的认识。
This is the real understanding of Jesus himself.
有些人对耶稣的认识是错的。
Some of us have misunderstandings of who Jesus is.
他以为耶稣是这么小。
We think he's just like little teeny little
bean. 在妈妈的肚子里面。
Inside the tummy of mother,
什么都不懂。
Mary.
然后长大出来了。
And then when he grew up,
慢慢的依靠这个爸爸妈妈的这个照顾，然后慢慢的强壮起来。
So based on the care of mommy and daddy, he started growing up.
所以耶稣这个的超能力，这个耶稣的能力就越大一点。
So this supernatural power of Christ is when he becomes older.
如果到他的十二岁了。
Maybe when he's 12 years old.
我当他在这个圣殿里面跟这个律法师在那里学习的时候，哦，他的超能力又大一点了。
So when he was having a dialogue with the Pharisees in the temple, oh, the superpower started coming on him.
哦，到耶稣30岁的时候，哇，他的圣灵充满的时候，他的超能力就是 full blown.
And then when he becomes 30 years old, when the Holy Spirit comes on him, then suddenly everything just starts full blowing.
所以耶稣从这个最低的能力一直哇，过，然后就万王之王，万主之主，一切名的之上。
So from this really tiny little weeny little embryo, it starts growing and growing, and then pop, it becomes this great King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
这是错的，对耶稣的认识。
That is a wrong understanding of Christ.
因为当圣经说从圣灵怀孕的时候，耶稣基督的价值已经是无与伦比了。
Because the Bible tells us even when he was being conceived as an embryo through the Holy Spirit, he was already priceless at that time.
一开始就是神级的，一开始就从圣灵而生的，一开始是没有罪恶的，一开始是万王之王、万主之主，一开始就是了。
Even from the beginning, he was supernaturally conceived. There was power in him. There was supernatural miracles on him. He was a King of Kings, Lord of Lords from the way beginning, even then.
但是他降卑,
but he humbled himself.
好像一个爸爸跟一个小孩子在玩。
Just like a dad playing with his young child.
有时候躺在那个小孩子那边，哦，让他打，哦，it hurts.
And sometimes he pretends when he's praying, and when the little kid hits him, he says, "Oh, it hurts so much."
Oh, you're so big, you're so strong.
啊，你很强壮啊，你很大。
只是上帝谦卑了，在一个妈妈的玛利亚的这个怀里生出来。
This is God Himself humbling Himself inside the tummy of this Mother Mary as an embryo.
但愿我们能够在认识、在读到这个圣经的时候，从圣灵怀孕的时候，我们就知道耶稣的价值从头到尾都是永恒的主，都是万主之主、万神之神。
So that is when we read scripture that's saying that he was conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us at, even at that moment understand that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
既然耶稣有这样的价值，玛利亚就要保守这样的价值。
So if he is that valuable, Mary, the mother, already is actually that valuable.
如果我今天把那个的第一名的钻石叫
This first number one called Diamond, which is named as Koh-i-Noor.
Koh-i-Noor 这个的钻石，有人放到你的口袋里面，说，请你保管这个 Koh-i-Noor.
So let's say we take that number one diamond and we put it into your pocket and said, keep it.
What is this? It's so priceless. You cannot imagine how valuable it is. So priceless.
这个是什么？这是无价的，放在你的口袋里边。你会怎么样？ What are you going to do?
你赶快看这个袋子有没有穿孔。
You're going to check, is there a hole inside my pocket?
有没有看，有没有人在看你。
Is anybody looking at me?
你就赶紧把手放好一点。
And then you put the hand in
确定它不会再动了。
And you make sure that it stays in there.
你会保守它。
You're going to keep it.
因为有价值的东西不是你一个人看到，很多人都知道了，他会来拿的。
Because you know it's valuable, and everybody knows it too. They may come and take it from you.
这里看到玛利亚是看耶稣很宝贵的。
Look at that. Mary knows that Jesus is very valuable.
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us,
在路加福音里面, 玛利亚从天使知道她要怀这个耶稣的时候, 她听完之后, 她立刻就跑到她的亲戚伊丽莎伯那边去。
The Gospel of Luke tells us, once Mary knew that she is conceived by the Holy Spirit, she immediately went to her distant cousin, Elizabeth.
这个圣灵怀了孕，在玛利亚的这个怀中，她就跑到这个伊丽莎伯家里面，有三个月的时间去干什么？
Being pregnant through the Holy Spirit, she went to Elizabeth and stayed with her for 3 months. What did she do there?
Koh-i-Noor diamond.
That's the Koh-i-Noor 这个钻石.
Oh man, this is priceless.
无价的.
This is priceless.
这个是无价的.
我不想人去 影响他，不想人去妨碍他，我要把他保守起来。
I don't want anyone to affect it and disturb it.
玛利亚是已经许配了给约瑟。
Actually, Mary is already engaged to Joseph.
他不想任何的男人去找他。
He doesn't want any man to come and look for her.
也不想约瑟来找他。
He doesn't want Joseph to come and look for her.
也不想人家在冤枉的时候把一个已没有结婚、没有跟男人洞房的一个人已经怀孕的。
They don't want people who knows that she is not married yet, and yet she is already pregnant. They don't want people to come and catch her.
约瑟也是一样。
And so is Joseph.
那圣经没有这样说，但是我觉得是玛利亚躲了三个月之后，她才让 约瑟知道这个事实。
But I think it's because Mary went to hide with Elizabeth for maybe 3 months, and then she had finally let him know what happened.
因为还没有怀孕之前，有很多的想法。当玛利亚真的是没有人跟她在一起，她就怀孕的时候，我觉得三个月那个时候就叫怀孕，
because,
就真实了，
because,
跟我自己想了哈。
Okay, according to my own thinking, because after 3 months, that's a good enough proof to prove that no man ever touched her.
所以呢，约瑟就在知道确定怀孕这个事情之后，他在做了一个梦。原来天使也告诉他，玛利亚的怀里面所生的是从圣灵感孕的，所以你要把她娶过来。
So when Joseph was sure that Mary was actually really pregnant, then he had a dream, and then the angel of God telling him, you know what? Mary's baby is pregnant through the Holy Spirit.
是从圣灵怀孕的。
It's conceived through the Holy Spirit.
不是从人怀孕的。
Not from any other man.
因为约瑟当时都要把玛利亚给暗暗的休了。
Because at that moment, Joseph was planning to dismiss her and not
getting
married with her.
这个就证明他没有经个没有经手。
Because that would prove that he's not the one who did it.
然后玛利亚一下子也逃掉了。
And then Mary just escaped, went away.
约瑟在梦中起来的时候，他就立刻把玛利亚娶过来，然后就没有跟他洞房，就是说他把他娶过来了，然后但是没有跟他接触。
So after the dream, Joseph understood and he married Mary, but they never had any intercourse.
玛利亚和约瑟都立刻做了一个动作，是保护耶稣，他能够顺利的成长。
Mary and Joseph, once they understood, they immediately did one action that was to protect this valuable prize.
把这个圣子，把这个圣婴能够存留下来。
They protected this holy baby so that he can continue to grow.
那这是我们的应用了，弟兄姐妹。
Now that comes our application, brothers and sisters.
当我在思考这个事情的时候，我在想。
When I was reflecting this whole thing, I was thinking.
玛利亚看见耶稣的宝贵，约瑟看到耶稣的宝贵，他们立刻有行动，把耶稣宝贵的起来，因为他是上帝的独生子。
So when both Joseph and Mary understood how precious Jesus was, they immediately had an action, and the action was to protect this valuable son that comes from God.
那今天呢
？So today,
今天我们
，So today,
信了主
，We have received the Lord as our Savior.
我们怎么样去？把自己的信仰给保好呢
？How do we continue to protect our faith？
如果是一个很珍贵的一个信仰，一个的上帝的话，我们应该好好的把它养育起来，让它在我们的里面能够生根发芽。
If we really think that our faith is really that valuable because of our valuable God in us, how do we continue to protect it and allow it to continue to grow in us?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们立刻看自己的生命，我们对这个信仰有没有这样像玛利亚和约瑟一样的保守耶稣基督的生命？
Let us reflect on our own faith and our own spirituality. Have we been like Jesus, Mary and Joseph and protect our faith like that as something very, very precious?
因为它是如此的宝贵。
Because it is that precious.
如果我们在这个圣诞节之前，我们可以做什么
？What can we do in this Christmas season？
让我们能够明白了耶稣的价值，然后保守这个价值在我们的生命当中。
Let us understand the value of Jesus Christ and protect and enhance this value of Christ in us。
不让其他的杂事，不让其他的事情来影响这个信仰，让这个信仰就流产。
Don't let things distract us and confuse us of our faith。
今天我知道很多人是因为接受了福音，但是这个福音流产的有很多人。
Today, many of you have received the good news, but how much of that good news has continued to be left in our lives?
因为我们不知道耶稣基督的宝贵有多宝贵。
Because we don't understand how valuable that value of Jesus is.
耶稣是宝贵，所以东方的博士老远的来敬拜耶稣。
It is because Christ is so valuable that these wise men from the east came all the way to see Jesus.
耶稣的命非常的宝贵，要希律这个王。用尽千军万马都要把耶稣给杀掉。
The value of Christ's life is indicated through Herod. Because of that, he was so afraid he would kill all the babies because he wanted to kill Jesus.
成百成千的宣教士在我们中国的时间，他们在宣教却被义和团给杀掉了。
even in the history of China, there's so many missionaries, thousands of them, who are being killed and they're sacrificed their life.
都是那些的医生啊，都是那些有学问的人到我们中国来，他们把自己的性命都要摆上，为的是耶稣基督。
These are medical doctors, professionals, and people educated, but they just sacrifice their life and come to China and give their life for Christ.
从这一些的经文，从这一些的见证人里面，我们看到耶稣他的价值是非常非常高的。
From all these witnesses and testimonies, we see the value of Christ.
但是为什么我看不见
？But how do we not see it ourselves?
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
因为基督没有在我里面成形，没有在你里面成形。
Because Christ has not been formed properly inside me and you.
因为我们没有保守好我们自己的信仰和生命。
Because we have not protected properly this faith and life of Christ that is in us.
当我们在默想救主名的时候，愿主帮助我们能够把我们这样宝贵的信仰，我们的耶稣基督这样的一个生命能够保守好。
When we look at the name of Jesus, let's continue to look at this precious value of Christ in us and continue to protect it.
圣经说
The Bible says,
你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是从心发出来的。
You have to take care of your heart above everything else because all the results of your life came from your heart.
Guard your heart.
Guard your heart.
Protect your faith.
保护你的信仰。
保护你的信仰，保护它。
Protect your faith.
今天有什么东西是影响我们的信仰的？
What is it that's affecting our faith?
我们要把它拿掉。
We need to remove it.
有什么态度是我们自己觉得希望改，但改不掉了？我们奉主的名把它改掉。
What are the attitudes we want to get rid of? We couldn't do it. Let's do it in the name of Jesus.
我们的信仰才能够得到保护，才能够在我们的心里生根发芽。
And then the life of Christ can only dwell in us that way and continue to grow.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
看到主耶稣的价值。
We see the value of Jesus Christ.
看到主耶稣的名。
We see the name of Jesus Christ.
这个 Elmer Towns, 这个是以前 Liberty 大学里面的这个的校长。
Elmer Towns is the president of the Liberty University in the States.
他写了170本书，其中有8本是基督教拿了最畅销的书籍。
He wrote over 170 books, and of that, 8 of them are the top sellers.
他总括了耶稣他的名他的价值。
And he talked about the name and value of Jesus.
耶稣比亚伯拉罕更加尊贵。
His name is more precious than Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Abraham is the father of all faith.
是神的朋友。
He is a friend of God.
但是耶稣是神的儿子。
But Jesus is the son of God.
耶稣比摩西更加的尊贵。
Jesus is more valuable than Moses.
摩西带领以色列人从埃及为奴之家出来。
So Moses delivered the Israelites all the way from the bondage of slavery from Egypt.
但是耶稣带领所有的人从罪恶的奴隶里面出来。
But Jesus delivered us from the bondage of sin.
耶稣比士师记里面任何的士师更加的尊贵。
Jesus is more valuable than all the judges in the book of Judges.
士师可以打败世上的强敌。
The judges can kill the enemies of the world.
但是耶稣可以打败人类死亡的敌人。
But Christ can conquer all the enemies of death of the world.
耶稣比旧约里面任何的一个先知、祭司和君王更加的尊贵。
Christ is more valuable than any of the prophets and kings of the Old Testament.
因为这些旧约里面的人所侍奉的焦点就是耶稣基督。
Because all these people, the center of focus of their ministry is about the Messiah, Jesus Christ.
耶稣的名比新约一切的使徒更加的尊贵。
The name of Jesus is higher than all the apostles of the New Testament.
因为耶稣呼召他们，赐能力给他们，还有差遣他们。
Because it is Jesus Christ who called them and gave them authority and the power to be sent out.
耶稣基督道成了肉身。
Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh.
从圣灵里面怀孕。
Conceived through the Holy Spirit.
他掌管死权。
And he has the authority over death.
在万神之上。
He is above all gods.
玛利亚和约瑟敬拜他，玛利亚和约瑟保护他。
Mary and Jesus have to worship him. They have to protect him.
要把这样宝贵的生命能够保守下来。
So that this kind of valuable life can be continued.
敬上他一切的。
And gave them all.
我们今天又可以做什么呢？
What can we do today?
求天父帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们也知道耶稣基督这里说到是从圣灵怀了孕。
We understand that he's conceived of the Holy Spirit.
他就是那个圣子圣婴。
He is the Holy Son, the Holy Baby.
讲完这点我们就结束了。
After this point, we're going to end.
你想想看。
Think of it this way.
圣灵使玛利亚怀孕。
The Holy Spirit made Mary pregnant.
我亲戚里面告诉我一个故事。
My relative once told me a story.
他说他的小孩的老师。
He said his child's teacher.
有两个的小孩。
The teacher has two kids.
但是没有爸爸的。
But they have no father.
为什么呢
？Why?
他不想结婚，但是就要想有小孩的感觉。
She doesn't want to get married, but she wants to have kids.
所以就在那个精子银行里面选了两个的精子，然后一次怀了一个孕，就生了一个小孩。第二次怀孕又生了第二个小孩，但是没有爸爸的，没有她的丈夫的。
So she was conceived through getting the sperm from the sperm bank, and she was conceived, and then she was pregnant and had the baby.
你说我们加拿大是不是很特别的地方？
What a special place Canada is.
你想选择怎么样的生活方式都可以。
You can choose basically any kind of lifestyle you want.
姐妹是不是很好的计划？
Is that a good plan, sisters?
小孩你很喜欢。
You love the kids.
但身边的人受不了。
You don't like those men.
为什么你不早点告诉我？
Why don't you just tell me ahead of time?
我就小孩不想有丈夫行不行？
I want the kids, but I don't want the husband.
可能太迟了。
Maybe it's too late now.
但是我们在基督的里面，我们是可以相亲相爱的。
But in Christ, we can be loving one another.
人的科技可以把精子放到一个人的怀里面生出小孩。
Man's technology can put the sperm inside the woman's egg and let her be pregnant.
上帝同样超过我们所想所求，把圣灵植到玛利亚里面，让她生耶稣。
God himself, above all else, conceived Mary through the Holy Spirit.
用人的看法，人的人工受孕是现代的奇迹。
So from man's point of view, maybe this IV technology is the modern miracle of God.
圣灵怀上耶稣基督在玛利亚的怀里面，这是神的神迹。
The Holy Spirit conceiving through Mary, that is God's miracle.
当这个的胚胎开始长大的时候
，When this embryo starts to grow，
当玛利亚知道这是圣灵感孕自己怀孕的时候
，When Mary understood that process，
我在想啊
，I was thinking，
男人是不可能想象，但是不可能知道有经验，但是只能想象。
So men cannot really experience that， but they can only imagine。
那姐妹，你想想看，你怀孕的时候，你想想看。
So sisters， when you're being pregnant，
你想到了什么
？What do you think of？
以前这里没有东西了。对吧
There's nothing in there before.
慢慢心跳开始。
And then you start having the heartbeat.
血液循环。
Wow, and the blood starts to flow.
眼睛鼻子。
And then the eyes and the nose starts to come.
手指慢慢长出来。
And then the finger starts coming.
It's a miracle.
真是奇妙。
This is life.
这是生命。
生命。生命在你的里面。
Life is in you.
圣灵感孕耶稣基督在玛利亚的怀中。
The Holy Spirit conceived Jesus inside Mary.
玛利亚在想。
And Mary is thinking.
我怀的是耶稣。
I am bearing Jesus.
他是生命。
That he is life.
这是基督教的开始。
This is the beginning of Christianity.
生命。
Life.
有血有肉的人。
The flesh of a human person.
安静的在人的里面。
Quietly inside a woman.
静静的在那里吸收人一切的这些的喜怒哀乐。
Inside the tummy and receiving everything from the mother.
从她妈妈里面感应这个世界。
And he starts to feel the world through the mother.
这就是爱子耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ himself.
这就是基督教的开始。
That is the beginning of Christianity.
是生命。
It's about life.
是道成的肉身。
Word became flesh.
不是只是一本书天马行空在那里讲理论。
It's not just about a book of philosophy.
因为基督教就是耶稣。
Because Christianity is Jesus.
耶稣就是全部的基督教。
Jesus is all of Christianity.
基督教有血有肉的弟兄姐妹。
Christianity is flesh and blood.
我要在这里停了。
I need to stop here.
今天我们的教导很多，今天我们听的很多，今天我们北美很多很丰富的一些的教导都在我们停在我们的脑子里面。
Today we have given you a lot of teachings and it's inside our mind right now.
但这个世界要看的是基督教，就从你和我的身上来看基督教。
But what the world wants to see is Christianity on you and me.
等于当初耶稣都还没有讲一句话的时间，他从他的小到大，这就是基督教。
Just as when even Christ has not spoken one word from small to growing up, that is Christianity.
从耶稣最小在玛利亚的怀里面，一直到他讲三年的道，他传道。医病赶鬼钉十字架从死里复活升天 This is all about Christianity.
From the embryo to the public ministry of those 3 years where he delivered and the devil and he did all of the miracles, everything he did, 这个就是基督教。
让我们在这个季节当中我们当想到耶稣从圣灵怀孕。
So、let us continue to reflect, Jesus conceived through the Holy Spirit.
让我们谦卑的安静的
Let us humble ourselves and quiet down.
体恤
To reflect and experience.
陪伴
Accompanying us.
体会
Experience.
从这个角度开始
From this angle we start.
让基督的生命在我们的里面成长
Let the life of Christ start growing in us.
让我们深深的体会基督耶稣的生命在我们的里面
Let us continue to feel and experience the life of Christ in us.
让我们能够明白这个季节里面是 all about Jesus.
Let us understand in this season, 全都是因为主耶稣。
让我们能够学习耶稣基督。
Let us learn the life of Christ.
圣经最后说，约翰福音一章十二节说。
The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12, it says,
凡接待他的就是信他名的人。
For those who receive him are the People of God, children of God.
凡接待他就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
And he gives them the authority to become children of God.
今天有谁愿意接受耶稣基督到你的心中的呢？
Today, is there anyone who wants to receive Christ into your heart?
什么是基督教？
What is Christianity?
不是要你守什么。
Not because you have to follow whatever rules.
不是要你遵守什么。
Not to obey whatever rules.
是接受耶稣基督在你的心里面。
To receive Jesus Christ into your heart.
让他在你里面能够成长。
Let him grow inside you.
他的思想、他的心、他的感觉在你里面成长。
His feelings, his thoughts, his life, his heart in you.
让耶稣成为你的救主。
Let Christ be your Savior.
他是无与伦比的耶稣。
He is incomparable, this Jesus.
我们一起低头，我们做一个祷告。
Let us all bow our heads and we're going to pray.
我现在邀请那些已经慕道一阵子的那些的朋友们。
Let us, I want to invite those who are still seeking for Christ.
今天我们知道说圣灵感孕耶稣基督在玛利亚的怀中。
We have learned today how the Holy Spirit conceived through Mary.
耶稣就是那个谦卑的救主。
Jesus is that humble Savior.
要把你从罪里面救出来。
He's going to release you from the bondage of sin.
他的办法就是要在你的心里做王。
And his way of method is to be the king of your heart.
耶稣就是光。
Jesus is the light.
唯有光来到的时间才能把黑暗拿走。
Only light can conquer and cast out darkness.
我们中间有没有一些的慕道有今天你觉得心里面是有莫大的感动？
Are there any friends amidst us who are saying, I want to know more about Christ?
你愿意接受耶稣基督到你的心中。
And you're saying, I want to receive Christ into my heart.
我愿意耶稣基督救我脱离一切的罪。
I am willing for Christ to take me, free me from all sins.
永远住在我的心中。
To live in my heart forever.
让我与上帝能够和好。
So that I can reconcile with God.
这是我今天的决定，有没有这样的人呢？
This is my decision. Is there anyone here today?
今天父母是在这里，我邀请你，如果有这样的人，不是人在呼召你，是上帝通过他的话语来感召你，有没有这样的人呢？
Today, God is calling you out, inviting you through His word. Is there anyone here today?
There's nothing to be ashamed of accepting Jesus Christ in your heart.
要接受主耶稣在你的心里面，不用害怕。
如果有这样的人，你现在举起手。
If there's anyone here like that, please raise up your hand.
你说耶稣，我愿意接受你到我的心中，我看到。
And you're saying, Christ, I want to receive you into my heart.
我也看到有朋友。
I see it. Thank you.
有没有其他的人？有。
I see it.
有一位，还有。
I see it.
你愿意接受耶稣基督到你的心中？有没有？谢谢你。
Thank you.
举了手可以放下。我后面看到，我看到。
We saw it. We saw it.
后面有没有其他的人？
Are there anybody else?
你愿意接受耶稣基督到你的心中
？You want to receive Christ into your heart.
感谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
第二个的祷告。
Second prayer.
如果我们以前没有看到耶稣的价值
，If we have not seen the value of Christ before,
我们今天看见了。
Today we see it.
你向上帝说，我要保守这样的生命在我里面。
And you're saying to God, I want to protect this kind of life in myself.
直到基督在我心里面长大。
Until Christ continues to grow up in my life.
让我天天能够背起自己的十字架，把我的老我能够死去。
Let me carry my cross every day and kill the old self from me.
我要保守耶稣基督给我的生命，就好像玛利亚保守耶稣基督一样。
How Joseph and Mary protected that life of Jesus, I want to protect it in the same way.
有没有人今天的感动？你说我要重新再来，以前我已经失去很多，但是我今天愿意在上帝的面前求上帝帮助我。有没有这样的基督徒说我愿意保守我属灵的生命直到见主面？有没有这样的人
？Is there any Christian like that? I want to start again. I want to continue to be renewed again. Raise up your hand.
我们也看到。
I see it. We see it.
感谢赞美主。后面有。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
好，弟兄姐妹，我们一同起立。
Let us all rise. I'm going to say a prayer together.
弟兄姐妹，你知道 Pastor Stephen 最近在讲到，最近在我们做任何的事情都是我是掏心的。
Brothers and sisters, you know that recently when Pastor Stephen, when I preach, how the Lord touched upon my heart.
因为上帝一直在感化我，不要做一个外面的一个人。
And he has keep telling me, don't just be an outward person.
做一个真实的人。
I have to be a real and true person.
做一个心里面有感觉的人。
So that I can feel inside my heart.
包括自己的错，错就是错了。
If I have done anything wrong, it's wrong.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
不用羞愧的。
因为我们在走一条成圣的道路。
Because we are on that road to be more like Jesus.
愿意我们今天站着的每一个人。
That is all as we all stand up.
都在天父的面前。
And we stand before God Himself.
把自己呈现在父的面前。
And we just admit everything to before our Lord.
愿无与伦比的耶稣基督能够在我的心中能够成形。
Let Christ, who is incomparable over anything else, start growing in me.
让那个无与伦比的救赎主能够在我的心中能够做我的主。
That this incomparable Savior can become the true Savior in my life.
我们有半分钟的时间，你跟上帝来祷告，我们自己站着一起来祷告。
I give you 30 seconds, and you can pray to God in your heart.
我们做一点的祷告。
Let us all pray.
天父，求你把我们的实心能够拿掉。
Oh Lord, remove it, the sins in us.
赐给我们可以有肉心。
Give us a heart that's soft and tender.
恢复我们对你起初的爱。
Revive us, the first love in us.
让我们做一个自由的基督徒。
Let us be a Christian of freedom.
让耶稣的名先在耶稣自家里面先兴起来。
Let the name of Jesus be lifted up first in his own house.
让我们因为耶稣基督的名，我们欢呼，我们喜乐。
Because of the name of Jesus, we can really live with joy.
因为你是我们的主，我们要下拜，要敬拜你。
Because you are our Savior, we humbly worship before you.
求天父祝福赐恩这块土地。
May the Lord come and bless this place.
让基督的名在这里能够高举。
That the name of Jesus be lifted high.
又愿你自己的宝血来洗净我们人一切的过犯亏欠。
And may the blood of Christ come and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
因为只有高举耶稣基督的教会才是这个世界的希望。
Because as the church lifts up the name of Jesus, that is our only hope.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 大家请坐。